People have been dying of complications from HIV/AIDS for more than 30 years. These days, there's an array of drugs that can extend the lives of people living with HIV. Now there's a drug that actually can help prevent you from getting the virus. Truvada has a reported success rate of 99%. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have endorsed its use for high-risk groups. Insurance companies are starting to pay for it, but many gay men are not taking Truvada.
There are roughly 40,000 gay men in King County, and we think there are 100 to 200 on PrEP right now.
That's Dr. Matthew Golden, director of the HIV STD Control Program in King County. PrEP refers to people using Truvada to prevent HIV infection. Dr. Golden says the drug can be useful for people at high risk for STD infections.
If you have had a bacterial STI, sexually transmitted infection, in the last year, you're a gay man, you've had a bacterial STI in the last year, particularly if you've had early syphilis or if you've had rectal gonorrhea, that's really a group that it would be good to at least talk to a medical provider about this. The things that led you to get gonorrhea are the things which lead you to get HIV, the same behaviors. So we really want to concentrate on the people who are at greatest risk.
But Truvada is expensive. Users have to take it daily, just a couple of reasons why the drug isn't widely used. Sean Niddle is an associate editor at Seattle Gay News. He's been a gay activist for 10 years, but he's still not sure why Truvada is relatively unknown in the gay community.
You know, for me, it's kind of a perplexing thing because as a writer, I've written about it, and we've had community forums about it. The word does get out, but I think that it's a lot more of get tested versus prevention.
And here's this drug, Truvada, and you could take it.
Right, right. And sadly, I think on Capitol Hill, on a Friday or Saturday night, you could stand on a corner and stop any gay man and ask them what Truvada is. What is PrEP? What is, you know? And I don't think that a lot of people would actually know the answer to that.
Is there a generational divide in how people view HIV in general?
There's definitely a generational divide. Being 34 years old, I'm in that in-between group of people that I wasn't old enough to experience the onset of HIV/AIDS, but I saw the fallout from it. So I had an uncle who passed away due to complications of AIDS and saw how his weight dropped dramatically, became emaciated. The younger kids, and we know that the HIV/AIDS or HIV infection is on the rise in that group. They never saw any of that. It's something that, you know, maybe they'll see in a documentary, maybe. But because of the stigma around HIV/AIDS, we've done really good about, I don't want to say hiding that imagery, but just not putting it out there. So a lot of the prevention images that you see nowadays is a very, very, you know, good-looking man who's in great physical shape who says, I'm a runner, I'm a writer, I'm this, I'm that, and I'm also positive. So on one hand, it's great to do away with the stigma, but on the other, a lot of the young people just think that it's a manageable thing and that all they have to do is take one pill a day.
Well, in fact, you refer to it as this magic pill, and I know it was an ironic quotation around there, but it makes me wonder if people who do take Truvada as recommended engage in riskier sexual behaviors than they might otherwise.
I don't think that there's any proof out there that that's happened. In fact, there's been some studies that show that people haven't engaged in riskier sex. I liken it to this shaming of sex work in the feminist movement. It was kind of like, well, if we allow women to take birth control, then they're just going to be out there just having, you know, all kinds of abortions and all the, and we know that did not happen. And I think that's sort of the issue now. The reality is, condom use among young gay men, they're not being used. So this is sort of a safety net. If somebody does slip up and is not being safe, this is yet another way to keep them from possibly getting infected. So in that sense, I guess it is, you know, sort of a quote-unquote magic pill.
I'm talking with Sean Niddle, who's founder of Social Outreach Seattle, which works to further social justice for LGBTQ people. He's also an associate editor at Seattle Gay News. And you use that word shamed. I'm going to read a quote to you. Dan Savage of The Stranger described Truvada users as self-identified idiots who can only be saved by a vaccine. How prevalent is that attitude?
There are some in the gay community that definitely would agree with Dan on that. I know Larry Kramer recently said something that...
Who wrote the play Normal Heart and was the founder of ACT UP and
however else
you want to describe him.
I think he said you'd have to have rocks in your head or something like that to take. Personally, you know, I can just say that from my own personal experience and the friends that I have, we're not exactly looking for a pill or anything to stop us from being infected. It's kind of like you use a condom, you practice safe sex, you do all of these things, and now all of a sudden this pill comes along. It's not like overnight you're just going to change all of that behavior. I'm married, so for me, you know, this isn't something that I really think about much. A lot of my friends are single, though. And I know that there's been no talk at all about not using condoms.
Hmm. You know, it's interesting. As you're talking, I'm thinking about sort of a parallel track of research, which I think is still ongoing, which is to come up with some sort of immunization vaccine. Does a drug like Truvada supersede the need for an immunization?
For years, we've been fighting for the cure, the you know, throwing tons of money at it, and rightfully so. But nobody's ever really talked about what that's going to look like. And I think that maybe it's difficult for us to see that maybe that looks like a pill. For me, I just don't see where there's a negative here. It's a extra safety net. I mean, in some of the studies, I think the most recent was 99% of who took it. You know, if I'm not mistaken, that's better than condoms.
But essentially what you're saying, more people should know about it and more people should take it if they're involved in potentially risky sex.
Absolutely. And I think that even if you are married and in a monogamous relationship, you should take it because, you know, sometimes one person is monogamous and the other one isn't. It's not to live in fear or anything. I think it's to live responsibly. And remember, you know, my generation... we've never known sex that couldn't potentially kill us. So this is not a new thing for us. We didn't have the wonderful days of the 70s, you know, and all the heyday that we always hear about. In fact, some kind of resentful of hearing about all that because we've never had that. So we've always had use a condom, not because you can get a girl pregnant, right? But use a condom because you'll get AIDS and die. I mean, when you came out in the early 90s or late 80s, a lot of people's mothers would cry, not because they were gay, but because they thought that it meant their son would definitely die. And so many did. So I just don't see where this is a negative thing. In fact, I wish that the information would get out there in any way that we could, you know, just to continue to put that information out there.
Sean Niddle, founder of the gay activist organization Social Outreach Seattle, associate editor at Seattle Gay News, talking to me about the drug Truvada. It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.